Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. It is time for you to listen to the divine messages that answer the questions you have about life. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's always an honor to connect with you. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, as well as being an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, and a couple other things. The thing I like to talk about the most is how I acquired some of my education. I actually attended schools of higher learning, and you're probably saying, well, I went to college too, you know. Well, the schools that I went to, the classes I attended, they were in heaven. And at night, I would just, you know, go to heaven, and I was gaining the knowledge. I was acquiring, you know, different things that I needed now to help people as well as myself on our journey. So I just feel really blessed for all that I've been able to do. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I originally connected while she was in a coma. I knew who she was. I saw her here and there. I really didn't have, you know, that much of a connection. And I was walking past my TV and I heard, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I'm looking around and thinking, my goodness, I'm the only one here. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit out of the loop. I think you better find someone else. Well, lo and behold, about 6 hours later, Joan didn't like the answer I'd given her. And she said something, and I can't say it on Love and Amazing Grace. But the funnier part of the story is we've been together ever since. And it took me quite a while to realize she was a divine presence in my life, and I now embrace her. And it took me, you know, an even longer while to add her to, you know, my beautiful divine team. But I'm so blessed to have her with us. And where she is now, she has left a door open in her current space, and she, to me, looks like a revolving door. She's pushing those, you know, on the other side, you know, through this door to connect. It's really amazing. It blows my mind at times. But that's a little bit about me. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a... I don't know what I am. I am evolving. That's it. I am evolving and always changing, and things in my life are opening up in new and exciting ways. And sometimes I just don't even know what to do with myself, but that's okay because I have my wonderful guidance who is always there, always helping me, answering my questions, and helping me to see the light. So I guess my whole journey has been about looking for freedom. I wanted to be free. And I didn't even know what I meant by freedom. So it's been interesting learning about who I am and who I have potential to be and how to get there. And so that's what I help other people with as well, opening up to who they already are and seeing how to make the changes that will get them to where they wish to be. You can learn more about me by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. And feel free to just browse around and contact me if you think that I can help you on your journey to becoming who you truly are. Okay, DC, it is time for us to connect with our callers.
Beautiful.
And our first caller is Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hello. Hey, I didn't think I'd get be first, but hi.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm doing really good, considering I really bashed up my knee. I can barely walk.
Oh, goodness.
I'm recovering fast. I'm ready for a miracle from the angels.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you called in, because the angels, they agree with you, and they want you to own your magnificence. Nathaniel, the world needs you, needs your light, and, you know, be ready to shine upon, you know, everyone. And I am getting for you that it's almost like a time of rebirth. I don't know if you feel that. New beginnings is what I'm getting. And this is a time, I feel it's a time that you're going to start manifesting your dreams. And you're going to have, you know, a really beautiful, a beautiful new life, Nathaniel. So that's what I got initially when I, you know, first connected with you. Okay, so I just want to see what they're showing me. Okay, and Ginger's saying, Nathaniel, she's saying it's time to get rid of the old and bring in the new, okay? She's saying you've got to get rid of that old chapter of your life. You know, she's saying flip the page, Nathaniel. This is a new beginning. When we have, like, those new beginnings, Nathaniel, we do get a little bit, you know, hesitant and everything, but there's really nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
So have you been connecting, you know, and feeling like different things are coming?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Well, Ginger's saying love and accept yourself just the way you are. You are totally amazing, Nathaniel.
Sweet.
Okay, so I feel like you have a beautiful divine team of angels with you. You do have a little bit of anxiety you're holding on to.
Right.
You have a lot of wisdom as well. So I'm getting connect with the wisdom, okay, because it's really going to help you to go far, Nathaniel. Okay. And I'm getting, Ginger is saying, hold on to hope, Nathaniel, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, because the universe is going to, you know, make sure that you have everything you need to continue going forward, to grow, and to heal, of course, okay? So, and, you know, I'm sending you some love and healing for that knee that you hurt. We do have Archangel Gabriel, and she's saying, you know, beautiful Nathaniel, she's asking that you nurture yourself, that you nurture your beautiful inner child. And that is so important, especially right now. And
yeah.
We've talked to this many times, Nathaniel. I feel like your journey involves helping children.
I was thinking about designing a guitar for children. It's really easy to play because children and people, when they first feel it, they need something real finger-friendly to
beautiful.
Play.
That sounds amazing. That sounds truly, truly amazing. Really
I could
beautiful.
Do 3/4 guitars for really smart people, or 7/8 neck for people, and make it, you know, really friendly to play. You know, when
beautiful.
You play on them, you know, have a really good sound and everything. I was thinking, somebody, you know, to design guitars for children, you know, too, you know, it might be a big, you know, no one's really cornered that into the market, you know, to make a children's guitar.
Yeah, and Ginger's saying she, you know, she loves the show Shark Tank. You know, maybe introduce, you know, send your idea in, Nathaniel.
Shark Face? I haven't heard of it.
Shark Tank, I think it's called, where they, you know, people come up with ideas and they present them. And I believe there might be like 3 business people, some are stars, and they decide, you know, if they think that your idea would take off and make money, and then they give you an offer. So I just, you know, Ginger said Shark Tank. So I think that, you know, you have a beautiful idea, you know, and you just have to come up with a proposal.
Difference.
And I guess
go through with it, because if it's, you know, the strings are too hard to touch and the
yeah,
too
yeah,
big, you know, they can't, you know, work out the muscle strength and everything. And
oh, my goodness, yes.
The muscle memory. It's a muscle memory that helps you, like,
yes,
change stuff.
That sounds totally amazing. My goodness.
You remember, get all those different chords and stuff, you know, just to be able to go into it right away without, you know, any hesitation. But,
I would like to please check it out. I mean, I've seen it here and there. I believe it's still on, but it's Shark Tank. And, I mean, they've had, like, so many, I don't know how many seasons they've had. You know, it's been on for quite a while.
Vendor, you know, and ask them about it and see, like, wow, you know, how would I, you know, or, you know, go about inventing a guitar like that, you know.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
You know,
that really does sound amazing.
They may steal the idea, but,
yeah, because I think that would, it sounds like it has, you know, it just sounds like, it feels like a great idea, you know, Nathaniel? And I don't know if you felt it this month at all, but you are in a period of transition.
Yeah.
Okay. I know, has it been, I feel like this energy, like, it has been, like, I know you hurt yourself, but prior to that, I feel like, you know, you were in a sort of like a difficult time, maybe like a cycle over a couple of weeks or so, maybe a little bit longer. Okay, and I do feel like, you know, you've learned lessons during this time and you've endured everything. So I know it hasn't been easy, but I do feel like things are, you know, they're getting better. You're sort of at, like, the end of the tunnel, if that makes sense.
They say
and
that
you're
I have
going
bladder,
to I'll go forward to all the good now.
I might need an operation for the bladder stones. And they're wondering if I think I had a kidney stone I was trying to pass. So they may want to do an operation for that. Do you think I should go through with that?
Well, I would listen to your doctor, Nathaniel.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
For the kidney stones and everything, do you eat, like, pepper? Do you put pepper on food?
No, not as much. Not as much. I should.
Okay, and what about caffeinated drinks?
I stopped drinking decaffeinated drinks, actually.
Well, I'm saying, like, caffeinated, like the drinks that have caffeine in it, because that'll add to, like, any kind of kidney stones that you're talking about,
yeah.
You know?
I poured on Blue Sandwich, the thing, and I think it was the ham that ticked it off. Some of the ham juice stuff I ate or something, I noticed it was in there, and I had it poured on.
You're really careful, like, with your diet and things. You know, is what I'm getting. That'll make a difference too.
Yeah.
But I would, like I said, I feel like, you know, you're going to be all right. But you've got to. I'm getting like eating healthier. I'm getting eating healthier. So I don't know what you've been like eating otherwise. Do you eat healthy fats?
Oh yeah, I eat healthy fats.
Healthy fat, yeah, because it helps to absorb, like, the nutrients into the body, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting, you know, like healthy fat.
Anything?
Okay.
Avocado, healthy fats.
Yeah, avocado, yes. So that's what I'm getting, Nathaniel. Like I said, you've got, like, I heard diet, you know? But just, like, to be careful, because I know diet does, like, influence, you know, the stones and everything. And I know, like you said, caffeine and pepper, they're very, very bad. Did they give you, like, a list of foods to avoid?
Well, I've ate some red meat, even though it's grass-fed and stuff. I think it's still kind of, like, slimy.
Uh-huh.
You know, it leaves, like, the grease in the pan and in the sink and stuff.
Yeah, be careful.
You'll be leaving grease inside you, too, you know?
Yeah. I'm getting, there's something with the way that your body assimilates the food, you know? So that's what I'm hearing, you know? So you've got to watch. But I am getting, like, there's going to be times of recovery ahead for you. You know, even physically and, you know, mentally and emotionally. You have a lot of worry, Nathaniel, which is understandable, but it's, you know, you're going to have that alleviated. Okay?
Yeah.
So just try, I'm getting, you know, make sure that you try to relax and, you know, just pay attention, like I said, to the foods, you know, and whatever you're drinking too, juices or whatever, because I do feel like it plays, you know, on your body. Like I said, you're just, I feel like something doesn't assimilate the right way, okay? That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara Nathaniel. Good luck with that, and stay in touch with us, hon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Lucy.
God bless.
Okay, Nathaniel, I got some need statements for you. So just listen. You don't have to repeat what I say. Just listen and allow it to move through you. And when I ask if you're ready to transmute and transform, say yes so that I can hear you. Okay, here we go. I need to let go. I need to let go of pain. I need to let go of the belief that I am supposed to be in pain. I need to let go of the need for pain. I need to let go of holding myself back. I need to accept my brilliant ideas. I need to act on what I feel in my heart. I need to make a difference. I need to do what my soul desires. I need to let go of the doubt. I need to let go of the worry. I need to let go of the need for problems. I need to move into solutions. I need to live my life fully. I need to embrace being me. I need to move forward in who I am and what I do. I need myself. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go now. If you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then simply say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Wonderful. Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome, Nathaniel. So start pursuing your dreams and, you know, check out Shark Tank or whatever the name of it is. I think it is Shark Tank.
Shark Tank, and I believe it's still on. I mean, and
yeah.
Like you said, I wouldn't give anybody your idea. You can make a proposal, Nathaniel, and, you
I'll
know,
keep
present it
my ideas. I think, you know, to make a nice friendly neck and, you know, get a smaller guitar to where, you know, make different, you know, seventh, eighths, and a three-quarter guitar for really small people, you know, maybe that might be something. They do make, you know, three-quarters of, you know, seven-eighths guitars and stuff, but they don't make enough of them, and, you know, it has to be
wonderful, Nathaniel, and you know, believe in yourself, and as Barbara said, you know, you don't have to really rely on other people to help you with this. I feel like, you know, that was like a beautiful divine idea, and I feel like you're going to be able to go through with it. You know, allow your beautiful, you know, divine team to help you.
All right. So be it. So be it. Come now.
Okay, you know, Nathaniel, let us know how it goes.
Yes, and let us know, and just relax, Nathaniel, and believe in yourself, okay?
Okay.
God bless, thanks, Nathaniel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our next caller is Shoshona.
Hi, hello,
Shoshona.
Girl. Hey,
hello.
There.
Hello there, Shoshona.
How are you doing?
Good. How about you, hon?
Same. Still working on myself.
Okay. Well, I feel like you're doing a great job, Shoshona. I do feel you've overcome so much.
Yeah.
You really have. You're amazing. And I hope you're giving yourself, that pat on the back, and the credit that you truly deserve.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And I do feel like, I feel like Ginger is showing me, like, you have money in your hands and all these bills are being paid off and the stress is falling off your shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay. So just, allow yourself to open up to that and believe that you're worthy of it, Shoshona.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I was saying, like, so many pockets in this beautiful jacket, and I am saying to Ginger, how come Shoshona's wearing that jacket? Because I think there's too many pockets. She said, the angels are stuffing money in each of those pockets, Shoshona.
Yeah.
And she's saying, Mom, she doesn't realize how amazing she truly is. She doubts herself. Sometimes she doubts her life's purpose. She is truly amazing, and she's worthy of everything that, that you've been dreaming of, You've got to open up and allow.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to believe in yourself the way the divine believes in you.
Yeah.
Okay? And I do feel like things, they're falling into place, Shoshona. I really do. I feel like they're falling into place. So you've got to just hang in there and, always speak about what you were wanting.
Yeah.
And be open, be open to all that,
Yeah.
I feel like I said, that jacket that Ginger shows me that you have on, I see money going into that, all those pockets.
All right.
Okay, what is she showing? And really, like I said, really have faith in yourself, Shoshona, because I do feel, I'm hearing the word success, and you don't realize, the qualities that you have.
Yeah.
Okay? So everything, that maybe that you see in someone else, well, she can do this or, she can do that. And any kind of, any kind of quality you see in that person, it's a mirror of what's inside you, okay? It's reflecting to show you that you, too, have those amazingly beautiful qualities, Shoshona. And
yeah.
The more that I get to know you, the more, I see how truly amazing you really are.
Thank you.
You truly are. And I feel like the confidence is coming.
Yeah.
You just have to believe in you and what you can do. Okay?
Yeah.
Like look what you did in the past, evaluate things, but keep going forward because you're going to have the success and you're going to have, what it is that you've been wanting. And Ginger is showing me like this athlete running down a track or something, and it's a man, and he's jumping hurdles, and he's saying this is what Shoshona is going to be doing. She's going to be metaphorically jumping these hurdles.
Yeah.
So I do feel that you've just got to hang in there, and please keep your thoughts positive.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's saying, Shoshona, there's going to be so many opportunities. Not one, so many. Business opportunities. It might involve even a little bit of travel. I don't know if you're up for that.
Yeah.
And just, you've got to really, she's saying, Shoshona, until you get to where you want to be exactly, fake it till you make it, if that makes sense, okay?
Yeah.
Because you are putting it out into the universe. Again, as I told you, I believe I told you the last time, you've got to watch because when you think about, your bills and money, that you don't want to hold on to that energy, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to let it go, and you've got to watch your emotions in regard to, finances and things.
Yeah.
Okay, and I told you this too once before, you're going to find something more unbelievable than you could even imagine. It's going to be so much better. But you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your amazing plan, okay?
Yeah,
and
I do.
It's time to let go of anything that's not you know, not positive, let it go. Just like, just throw it away, Shoshana. Take a deep breath, you know, and just feel the love all around you. Your husband, and I see your divine team is all around you, and they would love to show you how amazing you are, to show you how you look in their eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, and I am getting, you're still, you know, you're processing, you're healing. You know, even the situation with everything you've been through, that's healing too, Shoshana.
Yeah,
So everything is still, like, in the process of healing. And there's some kind of fear you're holding on to, yet you've got to release what it is that you're holding on to because it's sort of holding you back. And you've got to watch. You've got to watch your emotions. I don't know if you realize, you know, there's something that you're holding on to.
Oh, I'm very aware of everything that I feel. Everything.
Okay. Well, just try to stay positive, and put more, and just put your focus on, you know, what is positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Try to be more conscious of your words and your thoughts. And any time that you find yourself like falling into like any kind of negativity. Just immediately think about something positive.
Yeah.
And what I would ask you to do, like as a little exercise, maybe like write down a couple things each day, you know, that are positive, maybe something that you're grateful for. And just feel, like feel the feelings, the emotions, and your heart. I feel your heart is expanding as you're doing this, Shoshana.
Okay.
Okay, and I am getting Ginger saying, I'm saying, what are you doing? She's standing there at a slot machine, and she has three silver dollars, and she put one in, and then this big, beautiful heart came up. She put another one, and another beautiful heart came up, and then she put a third coin in, and another beautiful heart came up. And she's saying,
there you go.
You're going to have the infinite abundance you're looking for.
Okay.
But you've got to first let go of your fears. You've got to go beyond whatever limitations that you put upon yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? And just whatever is for your highest and best, that's what you want to focus on.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, she's saying sometimes you're going to hit like a little bump in the road. And that's just like a little, you know, a little reminder, you know, saying, you know, you're on your path, and you have the ability, if this isn't exactly what you want, you could change that path at any given time, Shoshana.
Yeah.
And as you're going forward, like I said, I just see everything is being cleared ahead of you, okay?
Okay.
Please do not, you know, do not be afraid of anything. And I'm seeing an angel, and the angel that I'm seeing has been with you now for quite a while. You've got to start noticing the synchronicities around you, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, you get messages by watching TV, a song on the radio. I see them on billboards, tractor trailers on the highway. I mean, it could be like from anywhere. You could be at a grocery store and there's, you know, someone ahead of you talking to someone else, and there's a message there for you as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, the angels are trying to get your attention.
Okay.
Okay, and if you're not receiving the messages, you know, just say, I need a little bit more clarity, please.
Yeah.
And the more that you notice these beautiful messages, you know, the easier it is to receive them, okay? So just be open to them. And say, angels, I'm open to receiving these beautiful messages and the guidance that you are giving me, okay?
Yeah.
Please be very proud of yourself, Shoshana. You've come a long way, and all is truly well.
Thank you, my dear.
That's what I have. God bless you. Please don't worry. Like I said, get rid of the worry, get rid of the fear. And I just see your, you know, your beautiful divine team with you, and I don't see anything to worry about, okay? I'm hearing the word success, and Ginger's writing it in the clouds.
Okay.
Just keep talking about how successful you are, and you have everything that you're wanting, you know. And you are, you know, it's coming into your reality, Shoshana, okay?
Yeah.
God bless, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Okay, thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for our need statement, so...
All right.
Just listen and allow it to flow.
Okay.
I need to receive and allow success in all areas of my life. I need success in all areas of my clients' lives. I need success across all layers of my multidimensional reality. I receive success in my emotional life. I receive success in my relationships. I receive success in my health. I need to receive success in my lifestyle. I need to receive success in my spirituality. I need to receive success in my purpose. I need to receive success in my money. I need to receive success in everything. I need to accept the unconditional love that flows through my life with grace and ease. I need to understand how to thrive. I need to be responsible and available to break all of the old patterns. I need to cast my divinity aside and declare myself not good enough. I need to own my own crap. I need to own what I have created. I need to own who I have been. I need to let go of control. I need to let go of preconceived thoughts about how things should go or who I should be. I need to be available to listen to my guidance. I need to be available to follow my guidance. I need to own my own crap. I need to let my own crap go. I need to see the truth of who I am and who I am becoming. I need to allow myself to be more. I need to allow my life to be more. I need to see the truth of me. I need to open up my heart to loving myself. I need to be okay with being me. I need to love being me. I need to embrace being me. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go now. And if you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Wonderful, Barbara.
Good.
Yeah, very good. Beautiful session.
Okay. Well, you
Alrighty.
Keep accepting success and let success move throughout your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And be very proud of yourself, Shoshana. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I see Archangel Michael is with you, Raziel, Uriel, Raphael, and Jesus. And they're all there if you need a little help on your life's purpose, okay?
Yeah.
They're all there to
yeah.
help. All you have to do is ask.
All righty.
Take care, hon.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. And we are going to go to our next caller from area code 334. Hi. Who's this?
Well, the gang's all here.
Hello.
Hi, Queen.
Hi. How is everyone? All that are there?
We're doing great. And especially, you know, now that you've come and joined us. Before you came in, Queen, I was hearing the song, Here Comes the Sun.
All right. Ra is here.
Yes. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to have amazing and infinite opportunities coming your way.
I accept. Thank you.
Beautiful.
I
see. And I see you on this amazing journey, Queen. And you're growing by leaps and bounds, and you're creating, and you're just having an amazingly joyful life. Are you teaching now?
I am forward to doing that.
Okay, because I was hearing teaching. Okay. Okay, I just, there's so much growth around you at this time. Evolution. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, I just, you know, I feel like everything that you've started is, you know, it's going to have success tied to it. So you're doing a great job. And I don't know if you've had any epiphanies, but I'm, you know, I'm hearing there's going to be epiphanies too. So it's absolutely beautiful.
It works for me. I welcome it.
Yes, yes, and here comes the sun. That's what I, like you said, that song just started to play, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I don't know who that's for, but who else could it be for? It's for you, Queen, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm just getting, you know, just stay in that attitude of gratitude, because, as you know, that's the way that we can increase, you know, all the good that's coming our way, and you're bringing in the magic in as well. So just keep doing what you're doing, and, you know, and remain in that attitude of gratitude and be open to receiving all the good that life has to offer you, Queen.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. Have you been seeing, I'm seeing ladybugs around you. Have you noticed little ladybugs around?
No, but ladybug was one of my four-leggeds that transitioned. So, you know, I accept it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because I was hearing ladybugs. Okay. My goodness. And I feel like the beautiful energy, her beautiful energy is coming in. And is Ladybug a she?
Yes.
That's what I was getting, because that's what I felt, it was a she. She's just saying that she was honored to, you know, be part of your journey and, you know, all the love that you had given to her. Do you notice maybe
that
when you're relaxing or sleeping, do you feel someone touching your hair?
I can't say.
Because I feel like she, you know, she sniffs your hair and she touches it very gently.
Okay.
And I feel like she makes like little, like small little noises, not to scare you, but just to say, I'm here. I'm still here with you. And she's just watching over you, Queen, and she's going to accompany as you continue on that beautiful divine journey.
Welcome.
You're
all welcome.
Aw. Well, that's what I have for you. So I'm going to turn you over to Barb, and I'm so happy to hear from you, Queen.
Well, thank you, the magical DC Love.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Good to share.
Thank you.
Okay, Queen. I have a few needs for you.
Alrighty.
Okay. So just listen and let go. Here we go. I need to be myself. I need to allow me to be me. I need to let go of who I've been in the past I need to let go of past obligations. I need to let go of past vows. I need to let go of the fear of not accomplishing what I set out to do in the past. I need to let the past be behind me. I need to recognize that I am not my past. I need to cut the ties to the past. I need to give myself the freedom to fly. I need to give myself the freedom to rise above everything. I need to give myself the freedom to let go of my limitations. I need to accept that my limitations are not real. I need to open up to being who I truly am. I need to open my heart and allow myself to experience all of the beauty of my own life. I need to be successful in everything that I do. I need to clear out all of the old and move in the beautiful light and love that is me. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let go now and forever. I need to live my life. And if you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever way is hot for your highest good, you simply say yes.
Yeah.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels wonderful. Very appealing, very soothing, very welcoming.
Good. I just kept getting that there was stuff from your past that you just haven't separated yourself from, and you really didn't need to hang on to it.
No argument. I can relate. And I'm letting go. I'm more and more and more.
Good, good. Because you are seeing more and more of the beauty of you, which is an important part of your journey. It's accepting. It's the unconditional acceptance of self. And so for that to be unconditional, you have to, you know, let go of the conditions.
You know, the hokey pokey came through just then. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Wonderful. All right, and I'm seeing a whole assembly of beautiful divine goddesses from throughout all time. And they're simply saying that they love you.
I know, and I love them. And I love them.
Good.
Thank you so much, Anointed One. And the magical deity love. And may all of your dreams be as you will.
It was so great hearing your voice, Queen.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. And we are moving to our next caller from area code 541. Hi, this is...
Hello. This is Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. Where to start today?
You know what? Take a breath. I think starting with a nice deep breath very slowly.
Yeah.
Breathe in all the positivity. And then whatever's positive, just breathe it upward to heaven.
Okay.
Let me know how you feel.
Yeah.
Okay, as I got that message for you when you first started to come on, when you said your name, what I heard for you, Kat, is there's only one way to go, and that's up.
Yeah.
And then I saw the stars in the sky, and I heard have faith. Happy times are ahead of you. And Ginger's coming in and look up at the stars, Kat, find your star, make a wish.
Oh, I love
okay,
that.
I think this is a time, you know, for you to please, like, just look at all the positive and embrace, because I feel like there's going to be so many new adventures waiting for you. There's going to be freedom.
Yeah.
There's going to be prosperity. It's going
Yay.
To be amazing. Totally amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, I just felt like, wow, who is this for? And, you know, and then you say, Kat. So the sky is the limit, I guess. That's the message that I'm getting for you, Kat. How good can you stand it? Because that's,
I
you
like
know,
that.
That's what it's going to get. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Okay, and I know that you've discussed, like, your diets and everything, you know, with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like the angels are going to help you with your eating and everything. And, you know, just be open to it, because I feel like it's going to be a way of eating differently that you're going to feel healthier. There's going to be more clarity. And, you know, you're going to be able to start manifesting the life of your dreams. Okay?
Yeah.
So have you been feeling like any like little nudges maybe, Kat, to switch your diet up a little bit?
Well, I'm doing that fasting, but I feel like sometimes when I eat I get digestive things, and then I even if it feels healthy or whatever, and then I almost don't want to eat but I do want to eat, and then I just go back and forth with it. But
yeah, I feel you've got to let go, and let yourself, feel healthy now, That, you're here, it's your birthright to be here and, to have abundance. And you can have that health that you so, work so hard for.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, the angels are going to help because it's not working is what I was getting. What you're doing right now is not working. And they're gently going to, guide you.
I still have things to do, but I felt like I was having, the fasting and things where I was seeing improvements with certain things in my health, but the diet I still have to figure out. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to help you with your mindset and with these beautiful statements, and they always help. And just be open to being healthy. I think you're trying to tackle everything on your own, and you have help from the divine available to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then I met somebody recently who's trying to get me into some exercise, which is good, like I used to do. But yeah, also, there's been the vax thing came up that what's safe and what's not safe, because I'm
not,
and he is, and what's okay. And all the controversy of my beliefs and, I haven't had the bath. I was trying to jump into healing.
You've got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's I think it's more important right now is to take care of you, you know?
And work on yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I feel so much beautiful healing energy around you, and all you have to do is embrace it and know that you deserve to be healthy.
Yes.
Because you truly
do,
Kat. And I feel, you know, if you will let go, and when Barbara, you know, reads those beautiful statements, if you will embrace
mm-hmm.
them and just, you know, allow, because I feel like you know, the angels are giving you like little nudges, and that's why you called in even this evening is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
But you're going to be guided, like I said, to, you know, to let go, you know, of the health
mm-hmm.
issues, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you're going to feel better. You really will. But you've got to be open to feeling good, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like you're holding on to so much stress that the stress mm-hmm. is causing, like, really a lot of medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and I feel like I've
worked
so hard.
It's just
I feel like I've worked hard. I'm trying to not be stressed and things, but there's still...
I know. But you know what? That's why you called in. And we're here to help. So take another deep breath very slowly and then release it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and now we're going to turn you over to Barbara, Kat. Thank you
okay.
for calling in, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to do some need statements. And
okay.
I may say one particular statement over and over because I feel like that's something that you really need to let go of. And so in order for you to let go of it, you have to accept it. Okay, so here we go. I need to look within. I need to look within. I need to make the focus of my life within me. I need to accept that the solution to every problem is within me. I need to recognize that I am connected with God. I need to look within. I need to recognize my own power. I need to recognize that I deserve to be healthy. I need to allow success in every area of my life. I need to let go of being a victim. I need to let go of all of the victim energy. I need to accept that I am powerful. I need to accept my own perfection. I need to come from within. I need to accept the wisdom within me. I need to allow myself to change, even though I don't know what that means. I need to let go of what's comfortable, what's normal. I need to open up to what I don't know. I need to give myself the freedom to be me. I need to go within. I need to go within. I need to go within. And if you are ready to allow these needs to be transformed and transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, you simply say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Oh, it's good. Sorry, I haven't been getting enough sleep. Half asleep. It's good. good.
Well, good. It was supposed to bring you to a state of peace, and that's what it's doing.
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, I need to listen to that every night before I go to sleep, when I can sleep.
Well, good. Do that if it feels right to you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. All right. Let us know what changes.
Okay, definitely.
Okay, thanks for calling, Kat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, DC, we have dealt with all of our callers.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I think, you know, we have a little bit of a time change, Barbara. So maybe, you know, some people are a little out of sync.
I have 2 clocks in
embrace
it
in the morning. I'll embrace
times.
In the morning. I'll be fine in the morning, but nighttime is going to be a little bit harder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking. Like, people are still... they're adjusting, and that's okay. You know, we'll be here next week, and we'll catch up with them.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I feel more relaxed, and I hope everyone, you know, enjoyed the show. And you can go back and listen to any of the episodes. And if, you know, if what Barbara said resonates with you, listen to it. You know, and as Kat said, she, you know, she would like to listen to it every night. You can do that too, right, Barbara?
Yes, you can. And just let yourself let go. It takes you deeper each time you go through it.
Yes, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, have a happy Sunday, Barbara. Have a happy Sunday, everyone. I look forward to connecting again next week.
Me too.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.